on Fridays on our show, we do something called Music to Make You Cooler. It's a way for us to see, what are the young people jamming out to? Will it be a hit? We've been right many times. We've been right in picking the hits.
Well, we have our fingers on the pulse of the young people.
We do. Absolutely. We used to rely on Chelsea for doing that. Now I don't even think we can rely on you anymore. You're listening to 5-year-old Shawn Mendes.
Who's the oldest one on the show now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you two are really hipping with it.
Shut up.
I'm on TikTok, Chelsea.
Yeah, you know what? Allison's doing more TikTok than any of us. Skylar Grey featuring Polo G, Mozzie, and Eminem have a song called One Last Standing. Let's listen.
You see the struggle to make it out the D because I made it somehow look easy.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice. Or all the nights I had to struggle to survive.
Who's that singing right there, Chelsea?
That's Skylar Grey.
Skylar Grey, does she like, why doesn't she just have solo albums? Does she? She should.
I think so, but those two go back a long way.
I think they even dated at one point.
Yeah, like she. We first met her on one of his records.
Bicycle.
And, right? Was that it? I don't know.
There was Bicycle.
Yeah, Bicycle. Yeah.
And Coming Home Part 2, she was on that.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good song, though.
Oh, I'm Coming Home, that song? Mm-hmm. Yeah, her voice is so good. So the Rolling Stones. So Chelsea brought up the Rolling Stones in Hollywood Minute that, you know, a couple was in a bar and didn't, had front row seats and didn't even know they were sitting next to Mick Jagger. But here are the Stones' new song called Trouble's A-Comin'. It's a previously unreleased track. I could like that.
That's not a bad song. It's the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's a Rolling Stones song. But honestly, listen to how he sounds. He's 80.
Yeah.
He's 78.
Something like
that. Might as well be 80.
Round up, down, whatever.
Yeah.
What I love about him and them is he's on the record as saying they're going to keep doing this. Like, and I've always thought to myself, if you're a band, an actor, if you are fortunate enough to have this entertainment job, unless something sidelines you, I've never understood retiring.
Right.
Why like, would you know what I mean? Why would you? Yeah. Like, if you can still do it, you should. And
because he has 8 kids to take care of.
Yeah, he can't retire.
And grandkids, too, I'm sure now, right?
Yes.
Finally, John Mellencamp just released a new single featuring Bruce Springsteen called Wasted Days. To my knowledge, I don't know of these two ever collaborating before. Maybe they did.
That's huge, though, because they are like the working man personified Midwestern. Last weekend when the Global Citizens thing happened,
mm-hmm.
I didn't catch any of that. I don't know. I mean, it was on a lot of platforms, including ours, but it wasn't. But what we watched was Farm Aid was going on. And Warren had Farm Aid on, and we watched John Mellencamp's like whole set, a few people's whole set, but it was really great to see him. He sounded great. He looked great.
Yeah. Was he dating Christy Brinkley? Is he still with her?
No, he was with Melanie,
Meg Ryan.
And right. She's heartbroken over it.
Here's a little.
How can a man watch his life go down the drain? How many moments has he lost today? Could ever see clear, the end is coming to
wild that it just, you know, even if you don't listen to them, the music just has that Mellencamp Springsteen sound.
It really does.
It's such a sound.
I don't think you can't not like that. No. But I think Eminem wins the pretty round.
Good. My friend Jim Bowers texted me yesterday and said there's a new Sting song out. Did we play that last week?
No.
He said there's a new Sting song. It's very, very good. He was jamming out to it. So I said, oh, maybe we'll do that music to make you cooler.
Oh, you just reminded me. I got to finish Only Murders in the Building. Find out if Sting did it.
That's right. Did Sting do it?